far-right parties do not all hold the levers of power, but they stalk its corridors, releasing their ugly permissions into the mental and social atmosphere. "We're only saying what everyone is thinking," is the common justification and refrain. They wrap themselves in the mantle of redemption, as if they were saving the world from burning injustice. Righteousness raised to the pitch of frenzy is the particular skill of the far right. Hate can exist without any particular individuals, comments the narrator of Edouard Louise's best-selling 2016 History of Violence, which narrates the story of his rape after a casual encounter on the Paris city streets. All it needs is a place where it can come back to life. It is a paradox of human subjectivity that knowing you are capable of violence, recognizing it as your problem, instead of blithely assigning it to someone else, race, class, nation, or sex, reduces the chances of making it happen. The idea of crushing violence, stamping it out or eradicating it from the earth, simply increases the quotient of violence we have to face. We have seen this before at the center of 20th century Europe, in the belief that the First World War would be the war to end all wars, a delusion which allowed that same war and its aftermath to carry on silently laying the groundwork for the next. We are all subjects of violence, not least because we are embedded in a violent social world. There is always a point in any ethical position or turn, the struggle against injustice, the fight for a better, less violent order, where it starts and stutters, trips and breaks, before setting out on its path once more. At the beginning of The Human Condition, Hannah Arendt writes, "What I propose, therefore, is very simple. It is nothing more than to think about what we are doing. If there is one thing of which writing about violence has convinced me, it is that if we do not make time for thought, which must include the equivocations of our inner lives, we will do nothing to end violence in the world, while we will surely be doing violence to ourselves."